And welcome. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live 5 days a week on AmericanFreedomRadio.com from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's borderlining on Fukushima radiation down here, but it's good for the economy because everybody's got a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. My very special guest is Donald Marshall for the remainder of this hour. Donald, welcome back. You're going to talk to us about the reptiles. And speaking of which, the reptilian conspiracy, this is the conspiracy that is used to demonize anybody. Like, I remember I was talking to a bunch of communists, right, about the two types of fluoride, you know, calcium fluoride, which actually is natural and not that bad for your teeth, and sodium fluoride, which is unnatural and comes from the phosphate fertilizer industry. And then straight off the bat, they said, oh, you're going to be talking about shape-shifting reptiles next.
Well, they're not shape-shifting. The thing is, I'm going to tell you what the shape-shift is, and it's really creepy. And this is the thing that they said that could wipe the world, people panicking with the riots and stuff. Because the cloning thing, people cloning people's kids, messing them up in the brain is bad enough. Remotely killing people who they don't like, which might happen to me, you never know. Thing is, the lizards. Okay, lizards have been around a long time, like since before ancient Egypt and everything. And the symbol, you know, that eye, the eye of Horus with the squiggly hanging out of it? That has to do with lizards. It's a lizard symbol. It means two things. It's a pro-lizard symbol, and it also means beware, there's lizards here. Okay, there's three different kinds of lizards. I'll tell you all about them. They're called Vril. The thing is, I'm not sure if it's one L or two at the end. It's Vril, V-R-I-L-L or V-R-I-L. Germans were into them. They had a club with Vril things. Anyway, there's like a 1 to 1.5 foot tall one. That's the Vril type one. It's got scales, red scales. There's a type two that is not parasitic, but it's still vicious, nasty, carnivorous. They're all carnivorous. And there's a type three that's 8 feet tall, that has a real long neck and looks like a gray alien, but it comes from deep, deep, deep underground, below deep, base deep. They need a methane-oxygen mix to breathe, and deep underground they got sulfur pools, I guess, that make this stuff. Anyway, they come up underneath the dumb bases. The government is complicit with them, basically. Now I have to tell you about the parasitic aspect of the lizards and why the Illuminati and the governments use them, okay? I'm saying this in a nutshell because it's very important. I want to get it all out on your show. Nobody's going to say this for fear of clone torture, remote-controlled death, or death by lizards 1,000 times until you die by a heart attack or something. But I figure I have to tell people because, well, they're getting me there anyway. They eased up lately, asking me not to talk about it anymore, but I'm just going to. Well, the lizards have a thing, okay? They have what's called a proboscis. There's lizards out there today that have a proboscis on their face, okay? These things got it in the middle of their head, okay? And on the top of their head, this is the real type 1 and 2. The type 2 have a proboscis sheath that comes out. It sticks out. The type 1s, for instance, it's like a micro, a chocolate chip, it looks like, basically the tip of it. Now, at one point in these things' lives, because they have a long lifespan, the lizard species, one point in their life, they can slowly wiggle this thing out, eject it, and it goes into somebody's eyeball, okay, another animal. Now, it wiggles in by the sense of taste. They described this to me so, like when I was like 18 years old there and told me about it different times throughout the years of going there, they can bring you there every single night if they want to, and they did bring me there every night. They laughed at me when I said I just want to tell the world about this. They said, nobody's ever going to believe me. You won't put it together in a eloquent way. People will think that technology isn't that advanced yet with cloning because they just clone the sheep, right? No. They've been cloning people a long time this way. Thing is, the lizard, okay, the thing squiggles in through the eye. It does a spiral around the optic nerve all the way to a certain point, and it's driven there by taste. And they said once it gets there, It has the taste of butterscotch, and then it does a feeling like holding your breath and going, pushing outwards. And at the tip of this chocolate chip, it then starts what they call sweating the quill. Now, the spinal cord stuff comes out of the spinal cord, out of the chocolate chip thingy, and it's everything that the lizard is. The lizard's whole body is dead. The little lizard thing is dead, and it can't go back in. Can't get it back in. It's one way. Once it excretes this stuff, sweats this quill thing, the person's debilitated for an unknown amount of time. I don't know how long. But when they come back, they have to have some recovery time. But when they come back, they are not the person anymore. They are then the lizard. Let me put this to you flatly. The old person's consciousness is gone. The body is absolutely, totally dominated, and the lizard is smarter as a human then and totally controls everything. Over time, it'll develop a rash. It'll lose its hair. Thing is, these things are all over the place, and they mimic human behavior. In fact, one of their names in the past is Mimic.
Well, it's interesting. Because when we look at, say, psychopathy, for example, the psychopathic mentality, psychopaths learn very early on in life to mimic proper human behavior because they know that they're very different from other people, and they learn how to mimic emotions and things like that. So it's a similar type of thing, isn't it?
A lot of the people that you hear about in the news that are getting people and chopping them up in the basement and eating them and stuff, frying them up, these are what they call drones. They're parasitic hosts of the lizards. They like to make them. The only thing a drone wants to do is make more, have sex, and torture someone. Like, it's a different kind of mentality. It's hard to explain. When they at the cloning station, when they victimize someone, it gives them a powerful feeling, and it's the nerdy way, you know, that nerdy aspect of it. I've got something over someone, but they do that to the extreme. Oh, and alien abductions. Let me tell you something. They videotape alien abductions. They set up alien abductions with Hollywood makeup and stuff. Like, not all of them. I can't say all of them. Some of them might be real for all I know. But I've seen the set. It's a really crappy-looking saucer. You just walk up a ramp into it. They never see the outside of it. But they clone people, right, and then activate them when they're on the slab strapped down. Now, someone goes in with a gray mask, and the mask is made of chicken skin, okay? Just to give it that aspect of realism, dyed gray chicken skin, so it'll look real. And does it look real? Stretched over a mask, right? And they have the mask on. They go in and have sex with the people, and they videotape it and the people's faces to see their reactions and stuff. It's the government and celebrities doing this to people, because I'll tell you why, how the celebrities got into it. Back in the past, it was a political thing. They bring all the leaders of the countries in together, and they can all chat about stuff and enjoy this sacrilegious, forbidden place, this cloning thing, and do whatever they can't do in real life. Well, they got real bored with each other, because most of them are fat and ugly and bald stuff. So they started bringing celebrities there. This is why JFK died, by the way, and Marilyn Monroe. JFK was going to talk about it, the cloning station. He didn't want to go. She didn't want to go. They had her there, too. They said, we'll torture you at the cloning station if you talk about it. Anyway, yeah, that's like a big thing. That's why he died. Like, man. So anyways, it's not the fifth dimension. It's just the cloning station. And cloning station with your clone pre-injected with drugs. The lizard thing. They just totally take them over. They do it a lot. It used to be, it's a Luciferian thing. They said that these lizards were the sons of Satan or whatever, Lucifer or whatever. They're not, though. They're just a species of lizard that survived the extinction of the dinosaurs by being way, way underground. I'll just tell you, I know it sounds retarded. The damn things can talk, okay? But they don't have a tongue. I'll tell you about their mouths. It takes a while. Basically, they have a blood spike, okay? This is what they call a chupacabra. They come up from underground different spots all over the world, right? Like worms out of a rotten apple, different spots, and then they infiltrate the society there. But the drones today have erased, well, 100 years ago, erased any existence of these real lizards from, like, Egyptian carvings on walls. They would smash them, right? Or books that had anything in them about them, they would burn them. Because drones don't want to get found out and sent off and killed. Like, this is what I thought FEMA camps were for, rounding up drones, because they've been talking about it at the cloning center. This is where they discuss all political, worldly affairs. And they let me sit in, fly on the wall, because they figure nobody's going to ever believe me that they can clone anybody in. Everybody there is bored of it, the whole technology. It lost the novelty like 10 years ago, right? So they go there and they talk to Brad Pitt and... let me tell you, all the celebrities, because they bring them there, and they tell them, look, you're here, you're going to hang with us. If you don't want to, well, if they cry and make a fuss, like Lauryn Hill from the Fugees, make a song about I Get Out and stuff, they let her not go to the cloning station. They don't activate her, let her have normal dreams. But other people, they really grill them to stay. And they say, if you ever talk about it, you're going to die. They made the, oh, but the reason Britney Spears went pop, do you want to know right now? Well, Britney Spears went whack because she watched too many murder videos at the cloning station. Okay, the cloning station is like a small sports venue, like a dog and pony show, right? It's got stands, seat about 400, 450, but there's different cloning stations in different deep underground bases. But all the celebrities go to an above ground one in a wildlife preserve somewhere, and it's just like an oval sports venue with underground stuff where they grow them and store them on racks five high, like bunk beds five high, stainless steel. So they go there and sit around and do crazy stuff, and they bring me there like they were bringing me there every night. Like I'll just tell you, it was like a victimization joke. Like they would torture me basically in many different ways, to come up with a song, some kind of a song for someone, some kind of genre of music, anything. For a while there, they wouldn't stab me or anything. Well, in the clone, like, I don't have scars on me. It's on the clones at this place, but they usually scrap the body same night anyway because it's so stabbed up. I've been through a lot there, but and that's another reason why I want to expose these things. Oh, and also, how lizards kill people, right? I've witnessed the head wiggy thing go into the eye. They showed me. The thing is, the Illuminati are basically using me, okay, to expose these lizards in an eloquent way, because none of them want to be the first person out so that they'll die. Like Bernie Mac was, he tried to start a mutiny there, saying, we can't have this. We all got to shut this place down. This place is the devil, he said. And they torture the shit out of them. For example,
you can't swear on FCC regulated radio, by the way.
Okay, I thought maybe you could bleep that out or something.
No,
no time to play on this, eh?
No.
Yeah. Well, Nelly Furtado made a song about that anyway. Bleep on the radio, so she says it on the radio. So you know, I figured it was loud. Oh, anyway, these. So back to the lizards. The three different kinds. The third kind is the smartest, the biggest and the strongest and everything, and they pretty much lord over the other two. There's different regions, though. They cannibalize on each other underground. Anyway, Queen Elizabeth is really in with these things, okay? Her family has been for a long time. Now, these bloodlines, all that they are super inbred people, okay? What the edicts of Lucifer, like, my family are down with this stuff. That's why I don't talk to them anymore. Inbreeding makes you strong. Pedophilia keeps you young, and helping lizards gives you good luck or something from the devil and stuff. They used to do this thing, kill your firstborn son, it gives you fortune in life or something, and it's pretty sick. So anyways, yeah, all that stuff is, you know, not true, and they know it. They just keep it going for like some stupid club, like the Devil Club. Ooh, we're cool, we're evil. It's just, they're a bunch of, basically, it's a bunch of really rich, fat, old people that can't get laid, so they enslave people there to perv on them, right? Drug them, make them compliant through fear or drugs and use them, because they'd have a hard time even paying a prostitute, really. Like, you ever see Kissinger?
As Kissinger said, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Yeah, he's there. Met him as clones. I met a bunch of them as clones. They all wanted to meet the guy that made all these songs, and I don't even want to talk about the songs thing, because some people have said, oh, you just want to be known for making all these songs and stuff, and really, I just want to shut these people down, because everyone else, there's a bunch of celebrities there, and they're scared, like Whitney Houston. They killed Whitney Houston with an aneurysm just recently. Like, and then all the celebrities there said, okay, we're not going to have any more of us get killed this way. What happened with her, she wanted to leave show business entirely, didn't want to sing anymore, no concerts, didn't want to be on TV, and didn't want to attend the cloning station to be used as a sex slave. But in the beginning of her career, she basically sold her soul. That's what they all talk about, selling your soul to the Illuminati. You're selling your clone to be used by old freaks at the cloning center or for an aspect slave. Yeah, they do that. You know how they cover up their one eye? That means two things. That means watch out, you don't get the lizard to stick the thing in the eye. Or like, it means a couple different things to different people. It means like, you only half see things. And I always figured it was the lizard in the eye thing, because I got introduced.
I've seen so many artists and pictures of them doing the triangle around the eye thing. Like you do your thumbs and your index fingers together, and just look through and put your hands together and just look through them like that. And your other fingers sort of look like sun rays coming out, sort of thing. I've seen so many artists do that.
Well, the thing with the pyramid in the eye thing is the whole symbol is a joke. It's once you know what the pyramid is for, then you know when you're pretty much Illuminati. But I'm going to break that whole thing right now. I'm going to ruin it. You got to look on my page and look at the schematics for the pyramid. I explain what it's for. It was basically a vril trap. It's a giant cockroach trap for vrils, okay? These little vents that went in, they were at an angle. They were lined with smooth limestone. And anything that went in didn't come out, because these crab nasties claws, well, that's why I call them crab nasties, the vrills. I've been calling them that my whole life. They couldn't scramble back up and out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll actually hold that thought about the crab nasties, and we'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, ladies and gentlemen, with Donald Marshall.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the Chateau de Rothschild on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We're talking about organized crime today. Indeed, the crime, a very nasty, particular scumbaggery element of human cloning, with my very special guest, Donald Marshall. Welcome back.
Hey. So, these people... You heard about the celebrities selling their souls to the place, so that's what they're doing. They're selling themselves to be used as clones at the cloning center. Now, the thing is, after a while, they have kids, and they want to bring their kids there, too, to induct them into the family, right? They just want to perv on them, and they're all too scared to say no, and they do bring their kids there, mess them all up, to keep them memory repressed and just mess with them, and then they do all kinds of stuff with different technologies that they have there. Like, I'm trying to... Like, I know about a bunch of different technologies they have, and I wanted to tell everyone about it, but there's not enough time on your show to tell about all of it, so I'm trying to tell about the most important thing, is the cloning lizards. Oh, and the head chips. I didn't tell you about the head chips, but to the Vrills, the three different types, the small ones they use to drone people... to host people, because the proboscis on young lizard type ones, they're small enough to go into an eye and not ruin the eye, right? Because they're supposed to do this to animals with bigger eyeballs, probably freaking dinosaurs. But
Hey, speaking of Type 1, I've had a request from Sonic, who's a radio show host with the Type 1 Radio Lounge, and he wants to bring you on his show very soon. You'd be willing to do that, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Yep. Well, I've already shared your contact details. It's sort of a misnomer. But anyway, I'm sorry. Excellent. Continue.
So these lizards, it squiggles in, thing takes over, total domination, right? Old person dies, and it becomes a totally compliant slave, basically. Does whatever the people want it to do because it's just happy to live life as a human being now, right? It's totally coherent, and it knows that its life is dependent on it mimicking human behavior, so it does really well. Even with other animals, it's smart enough to instinctually mimic the animal's behavior, right? It incorporates that animal's brain to... It just takes over in the worst way. It's a parasitic lizard. It's nasty. Now, the head chip thing. Man, I know this is a lot. Like, I had to explain about all this stuff, my total disclosure and phases, because I didn't want to lump it all out at one time for people, because it's way...
Well, you're afraid they'd think you were crazy? I mean, it doesn't matter, man. I mean, like, as far as most people are concerned, you know, as soon as you opened your mouth, it's insanity. Whereas I don't like to judge people like that after the first word that they say. I like to hear them out. Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay, a bunch of billionaires were scared about dying. They said they were so rich they can make people die, they can start wars, they can do anything in the material world, but once they die, they can't even take it with them. They're just dead, right? So a bunch of billionaires got together and said, we don't want to die. We want to figure out how to live again as clones, right? Thing is, the clone is just like a negative copy of the person, though. So it's not even like the person living. It's a flawed copy. So the thing is, they've devised a way, I don't know how. The thing used to be as big as a circuit board, like that was not an Illuminati symbol, by the way. It's like a square.
About the size of a fist, right?
Yeah, they tested this on a Chinese farmer. They showed me the video clips. Had it sticking out the guy's head and everything. Didn't compensate him, just sent him back home, said they had to do something to him. They whittled it down so that the microchip is supposedly the size of like a... just a bit bigger than an apple seed, right? And it can totally... and it's a flawed copy as well, but not as flawed. It can totally hold your mental stuff, right? Everything that you are, basically. But they need babysitters because they go pretty whack. Sometimes they're missing some stuff. It's flawed. But the thing is, just like those lizards do with the eyeball thing and squiggling into the head, rich people can put their stuff on a microchip and set this into somebody's head and basically body snatch them that way as well. And they keep it secret because, of course, you know, everyone... well, they can do it to clones too, but there's more side effects if you put it into a clone's brain. So they basically body snatch people with chips in the head. And the lizard thing, they tried to convince me that, and others, that it was a worldwide takeover thing, that they had already taken over so much that all was lost. You better just go along with it, but that's not true. They're a very, very small part of the population, like under 5% or something. But they drone people like beautiful women and then have the drones marry these men, that whoever wants this woman, and they don't care that it's a lizard consciousness. They just do it, and it's still murdering the other person though, and it's pretty sick. So I have to tell the world, and I'm expecting to be killed, really.
Well, hold on. Can I just get clarification on something? Because you said that they can't kill you or they won't kill you or something like that before, but now you're saying they probably will. I don't see the connection.
Okay, we'll get to that part. That's the part that even with the crazy-sounding stuff that I've told you already, this is another crazy aspect of it. Okay, the thing is, with all the songs that I made at this place. And they were bringing me back every single night and saying, sing a song or we're going to torture you. Next night, sing a song, we're going to torture you. Sometimes I couldn't think of anything and they would just like stab me and watch me bleed there. And now they're all watching like it's a bizarre faces of death thing. And different people want to know what it's like to stab someone. So they send them up to stab me while I'm on drugs so I won't hit them or something. It's like that. It's pretty sick. And well, I have to tell you, Queen Elizabeth is there. Stephen Harper, Canadian Prime Minister. Obama is there. Vladimir Putin is there. The Pope is even there. All kinds of heads of different factions of different things. The head of the Mexican drug cartel is there. Mafia in Italy is there. Man, everybody is there. It's like the rich guy's crazy club that'll never get caught. And you have to be real privileged to go there. Well, I don't want to go there, and I'm not privileged there. I'm pretty low on the totem pole there, actually, probably the lowest. So, anyway, they all threatened me never to talk about it, and along as I've been divulging this stuff on Facebook. They've been bringing me there and threatening me and stuff, and then asking me not to mention them specifically, what they've done there and stuff, and panicking, really, and trying to deter me with stabbing my clones there, burning the clones and everything. And I'm telling you, it's like real. It's clear as day. It's not like having a dream unless they drug you. If you're there, you're totally coherent, and you can't pinch yourself and wake up or slap yourself, or people would. And I don't know of a way to block this consciousness transfer to the clones. Otherwise, I would, like be in a tinfoil room or something. I don't know if there is a way to block it up. If there is, they haven't told me. But anyway, they're all there. And since I was a kid, after I started making songs when I was about 5, by the time I was hitting about 8 years old, they were saying, I don't even want to say because it's over the top, ridiculous. And I don't want to even endorse this stuff that they say. But they said it was possible that I could be the comeback Messiah for the end times to save the world. And I said, no, that's not true. I'm just a guy that's going to expose your lizards and your cloning, and you guys aren't going to bring me here anymore. And they, well, I got all the info when they thought that I was absolutely loyal to them. Okay? For years, I acted loyal to them. I even had to almost give myself Stockholm Syndrome to make myself believe that I liked them because my family members were there. So I, like, my mother was there even. So, and they can give you sodium pentothal truth serum to see into your clone to see if you will talk about them if you're unmemory repressed or unrepressed memory, and you'll be able to remember all the clone stuff. But once you're unrepressed memory, you always remember everything. They can't keep your memory away from you then when they bring you there. So they only unrepress people that are real ironclad loyal. It also makes you smarter as a clone when you are unrepressed memory. So they wanted me to be unrepressed memory so I could think of better lyrics for songs, because they've given me adrenaline injections there. Like, I've never had that in real life, but they feel really good there, adrenaline injections. And I've never done cocaine in real life, but they made me do cocaine there so I could do speed rappy stuff, because like Busta Rhymes type of stuff. Just can't do that, like, just off the bat, but that stuff really speeds you up. It actually gave my clone a heart attack a couple times. But yeah, they're all like, we're so powerful, we're going to get caught doing this, no one's ever going to believe anyone. But that's because everyone else only had half of the story. After years of playing friends with them, they told me everything because they wanted to be really cool with me. They wanted me to like them because I made their favorite song, like the Top Gun theme song, made that, right, when I'm there. And they're all the politicians want to be cool with me because the celebrities think that I'm amazing and stuff. And they think I'm amazing too, right? Coming up with a song out of thin air like that. I put a bunch of references in songs. Other people have in the past too. Like back in the 80s, this band called Heart made this song called Dreams. These dreams go on when I close my eyes type. And it's talking about the cloning station when you're a clone there. But they tell people that it's the other dimension or astral plane, so that if they ever go to the police, they'll say, oh, I'm going to the other dimension. And then that's not true, right? They well, you want us to police another dimension, right? And but it's not the other, another dimension or the astral plane. It's just the cloning station, like the Brownstone, Brown something massacre, Brownsville massacre down in Texas somewhere. Well, that was all about them. The children of the fold got murdered, a big religious cult. They all got murdered and chopped up. Well, the fold was the cloning station, and they were going there and getting freaked on by a bunch of elderly rich perverts. And then they didn't want to anymore, and they said, leave us alone. We have computers. We're going to tell all about the fold. And they went there, killed them all. The Picton stuff was really unsettling or disturbing because, well, Elizabeth wanted to be real close on hand to me because everybody wanted to look at me, talk to me, and I was like focused on with the spotlight there at this place because I did these songs and different money making ideas for different people. So she always wanted to be around me to get in on the spotlight. She's like that. She's like a camera hand for all the celebrities that are there. So she was always around me. Now the thing is, she said to strengthen my mind, she wanted me to watch all of the Picton murders. And they had a camera in the corner of the room where he did these murders. The thing was, he would walk a woman, the hooker, over to a painting on the wall, facing that way, and say, do you like this painting? My brother painted it for me. Put his arm around the woman, and with his other hand, he'd reach in back of his pants and pull out a ball peen hammer and smock her in the right in the back of the head, and that was it. And he might, used to have, almost have to give her like two or three or something. And one time, one of the hookers got him. I'll tell you about that some other time or something. But he got them all. He said, I asked him one time at the cloning station because they would bring him there and ask him what it was like and everything, and like he was a celebrity or something. It was weird, like, and they're all trying to act evil like they're vampires or something. And he would talk and stuff. And I asked him, they asked me if I had any questions for him. I said, why a ball peen hammer? And he said, well, a normal hammer has a claw in it, carpenter's hammer. And if I had to do a second strike, the claw might get hooked on somebody's clothing, one of the girls' clothing. And it might, when on my drawback, it might hook on, then he's ruined because he was just a skinny old man. And, yeah, but Elizabeth used to make me watch them. They have two big screens at the cloning station over the stands, one on either side, right, so that people can in the stands can look both ways. Well, a lot of people can't watch them. A lot of people want to act evil so they'll feel safe there because the more evil that you are, the more they're going to leave you alone. So there's people, man, they psych themselves into believing that they're evil too, just so that they'll feel safe because they've seen these lizards and people getting tortured and killed, and they don't want any badness on them. So they try to act even more evil than the other people that are there. But yeah, it's pretty bad.
So how does this relate to you being afraid that they're going to kill you, but also saying that they can't?
Well, the thing with the can't, they're saying, they said that, well, a bunch of religious things around the world, including the Vatican, says there, well, not all of the bishops are there, the popes, like cronies, the pope's cronies there, that not all of them are there, but they said that they think that I'm the next comeback Messiah guy. And I, as I said, I don't endorse these claims. And a bunch of superstitious people said that if I get killed, that it's going to be the end of the world. And they translated that into saying that if I get killed, people are going to know that all the stuff I'm saying is real, and they're going to freak out and world end faster. But they're just trying to put it forward in a calm, concise way. Like, they do this lizard thing a lot, like in a lot of different countries. It's not just an isolated thing, and these things walk around all over the place. There is a way to detect them. It's a you have to detect them with a CT scan or an MRI. See damage to the eye and damage the frontal lobes of the brain.
And, well, when they do CT scans on psychopaths, there's virtually zero brain activity kind of thing. Like it's all down here at the bottom base of the lower cortex, what they call the reptilian brain. Is that what you're talking about?
I didn't hear that, actually.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll talk about this after the break. Live in the Eastwood Show.com.
To fly to New Zealand. By plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So
welcome
from
back.
The Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's our final segment here with Donald Marshall. And I asked him, you know, is there anything you don't like talking about or something that scares you that you kind of avoid talking about? And he's already said it. So I don't know where exactly to take this from here in terms of you being the only person who's really coming out and publicly speaking about this phenomenon. What exactly do you expect people to do?
Well, they're going to have to do something about it because the thing is sometimes these people, they get a pet lizard, one of their very own, like Elizabeth's one is called Matilda, and Kissinger's one is called Herbert, right? And they occasionally get a hold of a real kid and bring it to the cloning station and feed a kid to one of these lizards. It's like Alf. The show, Alf, runs around trying to eat cats and stuff. Everybody thinks it's cute. Well, these things, their favorite food is a kid, human kid, because it has less vaccinations in it. Because some vaccinations, after a certain age, will, if they drain the blood out of a thing, the real lizard will die from the vaccinations or get real sick or taste bad or something to them. So they get kids. They put them in a pit with this thing sometimes. I've seen it there. They just point out, showed me so much stuff flat out, thinking that I'd never be able to cohesively put it all together to tell people about it in a believable fashion, and that the technology of doing this is too advanced for people to believe. But after seeing all that I've seen, I have to tell as many people as I can, because they kill people with these lizards. And you know, I don't want to walk around in a world with those parasited human hosts in it. The thing is, what people have to do, it's going to have to be a military thing. Like, the military will have to perform a coup, because I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but Obama is down with the Vril, okay? Vladimir Putin, he's down with them. They're all scared. Like, the Illuminati thing is a big united thing, but it's united through fear, basically, right? Because if one person comes out and says, oh, I'm going to tell, that person dies real quick. And then the other people look and go, ooh, I don't want to be the next one, right? But what they're saying about me, with the religious people there, and drones don't want to get X'd out either, so they're really harsh on people that talk about them. So they're saying that I'm the next New Age Jesus there, and I'm not endorsing this in any way, by the way. There's people on the internet that say this stuff, and they're not. They're just crazy people, and I'm not saying it either, but they all say it, and they said I'm in the Nostradamus prophecies and picture book. They said there's a picture of me in it, and that I'm going to save the world from something, and I'm just going to inform the world about the parasitical lizards that the government are letting people get droned and sacrificing people to gods they don't even believe in, just so it'll be like some dark evil club that they can all belong to something, right? And it goes back pretty far, like long ways. Yeah, it explains on my wall a lot more. I pretty much said just about everything. I mean, I don't know. I was frantic when I wrote my original letter because I didn't know how to explain everything. So I just stuck to the cloning aspect of everything, because I figured if I put lizards in it as well, people were going to go, whoa, change the channel. But so I pretty much told everybody in phases, just so that people wouldn't have too much to wrap their head around. But it's the most important stuff in the world, like chemtrails and MK Ultra and all that is done by them. And MK Ultra, you need a clone of the person to use MK Ultra on someone. Like, really quickly, I'll tell you basically an example of MK Ultra on a person. Okay, they get a woman, a beautiful woman. This guy wants this woman, but he's not as good looking as what she usually goes out with. So they clone the woman, And this kid is a rich man's kid. They clone the woman to the cloning station, put her in the center of the dirt ring. This is hockey boards with dirt in the middle. And surround her by a bunch of black girls. It turns out this is her biggest fear, getting beat up by a bunch of black people, a bunch of black girls. So the black girls will push her around. Girl, we're going to beat you up. And she's drugged. And anyway, the guy will come out after a little while. She'll be all scared. Guy will come out and say, hey, leave her alone. And he's a clone too. And he'll walk her clone out of the situation. They'll put this girl, when she sleeps, into different situations where she's in a life or death situation and have this guy save her. Anyway, they've never met. Now, in real life, they can do this 16 different times in just corny, straight out nerdy scenarios, they call them scenarios. Next time that that girl sees that guy in real life, from the visual, she will be automatically predisposed to like this guy and think that she would be safe around this guy, and this guy is like a champion or whatever. Depends on whatever they program in. And it's basically that easy. That's programming right there. They can also do it with fear so that, I don't know, someone will fear someone the same way that they would be attracted, right? Be apprehensive around the person. It's just all kinds of different technologies that they have, and they found some stuff. I'll tell you, it's written on the wall. It was an abandoned underground Atlantean base. They used to call themselves the Thule, T-H-U-L-E. Well, they had an abandoned base down there. They found all kinds of stuff, and they back-engineered all kinds of stuff. And the Vril Society from Germany started doing it. And then the Americans took their stuff, and the Russians took some stuff, too. And then they all started making stuff. Man, but I know about a lot of the stuff. They told me all about it, and I'm telling the world. But, yeah, it's not good because other people have died.
Now, Donald, how did you actually get involved with this? Because you were telling about how it's like elite families and things like that who get involved. How did you get involved? What do your parents do?
Well, my mother was a sex slave there when she was a little kid, which was a long time ago. And but they've been doing cloning like this since 1945, first with Mark I clones, then with Mark II clones with less flaws. Now,
How did she get into it? Because what I've found with CIA and a lot of other programs is that they have these bloodlines, these families that go all the way back. So you might not even have anybody who's particularly important today, but way back in the day they'll have an ancestor who was very important, and all their family subsequent have been enslaved. Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, it could be something like that. They haven't told me ancestry or anything, but the sex slaves they bring there, they call that Project Muffin. Like you hear about Project Bluebeam and stuff. Well, their sex clone sex slave thing is called Project Muffin. So, I don't know why. And anyway, my mother was there, brought her in as a sex slave, basically. And she basically gave permission, like other families do, to let them use me. But that was the reason I was there, solely to be used as like a molestation victim. But then I started busting out with these songs, and they just let me do the songs and different ideas for movies, catch lines in movies and stuff like that, and toy ideas and stuff. And I made a lot of good ideas, so they kept on bringing me back and bringing me back, and I'd come up with more ideas to keep them from bothering me. But little did I know, I was sealing my doom with them, really. Like, because then they started bringing me there every single night, and all these people wanted to meet me after I made a certain amount of songs. They all thought that I had some kind of, like, super talents. So then all the richest people around, music producers and stuff, all went there wanting songs from me, too. It's free songs. I guess somebody gets paid, not me, though. But
I've said for a long time that there's no creativity left in Hollywood, really. All they do is just steal other people's ideas.
Yeah, well, they do that a lot, not even just with Hollywood. They clone people and get their passwords and stuff and their business ideas under torture. And the person the next day won't remember what happened at all, just will think they didn't have a dream last night, and they feel sick the next day. They have no recall of it at all, unless they want them to. And, but I'm telling all about it, like, Some of the things I've seen done there, man. Wow. Oh, and at the Picton farm, he didn't feed all the hookers to the pigs. some high-profile RCMP, Canadian Mounted Police, and judges and doctors and everything. Some of them are Luciferians, and they wanted to know what human tasted like. So they went to Picton's farm and had a bite to eat and barbecue out in the big warehouse pig farm thing. Just barbecue right out in the middle and fried up a couple hookers. And one of the choicest parts, I guess. And, yeah, they ate some of them. They got rid of that house real quick. Like, it's too bad they didn't. They would have seen the screw holes in the corner of the room, the kill room. Man, it's bad. One of his things after he would... well, I know that the cloning center that I go to, the one above ground for the richy rich people, they like the above ground ones because the underground dumps smell like hospital, right? The cloning center is within 5 hours drive by car in a radius around the Picton farm because they would speed drive these murder videos from the Picton farm to the cloning station to be watched by everyone at this cloning station. And I remember being there and waiting because they said, bring another video from the farm. And I timed it. And I even asked them what time it was, like, kept on asking what time it was because they thought that's what I was doing, like guesstimating the distance. But in a radius of 5 hours around the Picton farm is where it is, so there's a lot of land in that, though, but it's most likely in a nature preserve because all that's around this stadium thing is trees. There's no smoke on the horizon even, no air traffic or nothing, so I think it's probably a nature preserve. Somewhere in Canada, anyway, the vending machines at the place take a Canadian change. So,
okay. Well, let's leave it there, because unfortunately we've run out of time. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to hear more from Donald Marshall and have a look at his post, facebook.com/donald.marshall.148. That's donald.marshall.148 and vrillizards.webs.com. Thanks, Donald. We'll see you again sometime, folks.